recording it.
Hello.
Hey, Ed.
How are you?
Oh, doing well. Yourself?
Surviving. The mode is survival.
Has it been hot there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm in Vegas. It's crazy hot here, but it's normal.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least they have those little sprinklers and things.
Yeah. Everyone has air conditioning here, so.
I know. I want air conditioning here. I want air conditioning. Rocky's been a handful today.
He's quieter than usual.
Yeah. She's not seeing anything to talk about. Oh. Hopefully this will be a quick meeting.
I would estimate an hour, no more. I'm hoping.
Yeah, that was what, because I looked at the agenda. There's not really. So how long are you in Vegas?
Well, I'll be back next week.
Oh, okay.
I've been here about 2 months now.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I come back to San Francisco for 2 weeks to take care of some stuff, and I fly back here for another 2 weeks for the funeral.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Is there anything we can do from our end?
No, you guys are wonderful. No, it's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, you're being good now.
So I heard Valerie is quitting.
Yeah. I don't know of anyone else.
I don't know the whole story, though. I don't know if she's found something else or what.
Wasn't she going to medical school?
Okay, so maybe she went back. Yeah.
I think she was going to Pennsylvania for medical school.
Okay. Good for her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good Drexel. For her.
Mm-hmm. But. Okay, where's our staff?
I was thinking that I plugged into the wrong Zoom meeting.
Oh, look at the blanket. The picnic. I can't keep all of these pronouns straight anymore. I think everyone should just be it.
Yeah. Oh, some languages there is no he or she.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just chewing on my shirt. Oh, Elaine. Hello, Elaine.
Hello. Hi, you guys. Who else is here?
Hi, JP.
Huh?
Who else is here is me and Ron and Chris and Melina and JP and Allie.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay.
And Rocky.
Hey, Rocky. Do we wait a few more minutes?
I will leave that to Allie.
Allie?
We're just figuring out quorum right now. So give another minute for us.
All right, cool.
Oh, Bruce is here.
How you been, Ed?
You know, pretty good, just surviving. I finally got a CPAP for my sleep apnea.
Oh, okay.
And I've had it now 5 days, and I can tell a big difference.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Of course, they sent me the wrong pieces, and I've got to call Apria back.
Oh, no. Oh, I remember those days when having to order stuff from there for the pro.
I know, it's like, makes me tired.
They're good. Yeah, they're good, but they're, you know, they have a couple of.
Yeah, it would be nice if everything could be done in one.
Exactly. Don't miss. Oh, my.
I know they delivered a wheelchair to one of my patients, and they didn't bring the leg parts. They just brought the chair.
No, that doesn't make sense. How do you do that?
I don't know. Just like, why do you send oxygen and no tubing?
Right? Oh, my goodness. That I remember. Mm-hmm. They
sent it to my brother. I'll be right back.
They would give him the oxygen, but then give him the whole entire tubing and stuff. Yep. Like, how are you supposed to do that?
All right, so it looks like we do have quorum, and you're welcome to start whenever you like.
Okay. What time is it? 3:04. Well, why don't we go ahead and call the meeting to order? It is now 3:05. Introductions. Who wants to start?
Ed.
Ron Hernandez, community member.
Cesar Cadavis, committee member here.
Bruce Ito, council member.
John, are you here?
I'll introduce myself. My name is Chris Kent. My pronouns are he, him, and his, and I am the prospective member applicant.
I didn't hear from John, but John's picture's in, so I'm guessing he's here.
I think JP had to step away for a minute.
Okay.
And then we have Ali Cohn, council staff, and okay. Melina, I'm not sure, is able to join us except for by, I think she's just listening in, but she is also on the line.
Okay. All right, why don't we move to the next one then? Review and approve July 8th agenda. Everybody approve of the agenda? Hearing no nays, the agenda is approved from July 8th. We approve and review June 10th minutes.
I have one correction.
Okay.
I was put down as present, but in fact, I was absent for that meeting.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Okay, you guys, approve the agenda with one correction of Ron being present from that date. Go ahead and approve, hearing no nays. Approve for the minutes from June 10th. Okay, next, any announcements?
I just wanted to just make a quick announcement. I apologize ahead of time. I'm hoping not to hear from my car in the shop before 4, but I might have to leave in the next hour or so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more announcements? Hearing none, I got none. Any public comment? Okay, hearing none. I'm going to go to demographic information update.
All right, I will share our demographic update. All right, so folks should be seeing which is the areas comparison. The only change in the last month to our demographics is the addition of Zachary Davenport. This boosts us to 34 total members, and it does not shift any of our target areas. So all of the areas that are highlighted in that coral color are still our target demographics. Let me know if anyone wants me to go more in depth. Still under for total not aligned consumers. Okay, I will share now the EPI update. Oops, that is the same one. Bear with me. Right, so here's epi. So this is a comparison for total HIV positive people in San Francisco, as opposed to just areas. Again, no shifts in our target areas. Any questions about our demographic report?
Do we have any prospective applicants that would make a shift?
I mean, everybody makes a shift, but and we have one prospective applicant here, Chris Kent from the Office of AIDS, State Office of AIDS. But I'd have to check with Dave, but I don't think that we have any other applicants in the pool right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so I think that's it for the demographic report. Please let me know if anyone has questions.
Okay. All right, then we can move on to council members' attendance report.
Oh, I see Dave is here. If you wanted to see if there was, are there other, did you want to speak to any prospective applicants in the pool at this point?
Yeah, there's one person who has expressed some interest and has told me that they are filling out the application. I'm awaiting getting that back from them. So, and they are a non-aligned consumer.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. And then we have any others? We move on to notice of attendance to be sent out. I see we have Elaine and Eric.
So Elaine, for this section, I went ahead and moved Chris's member application up since it looks like he does have to leave early. And I think that he wanted to, did you want to address the committee, Chris?
Sure, I just wanted to mainly say hello. And you know, answer any questions that you know committee members may have. My name is Chris Kent. My pronouns are he, him, and his. I am a health program specialist one for the Office of AIDS at CDPH. That's my classification, but my working title is data specialist. Before then, though, I was a care advisor. So I was assigned to, you know, a number of counties and CBOs, and I worked with them on their Part B funds. I've been, you know, working at OA for, I don't know, about 15, 16 months now. Before then, I worked in higher ed. I worked in LGBTQ and other kind of equity-focused spaces and did a lot of interesting things in higher ed. But I decided to make a change right before COVID hit, which was an interesting time to move into the public health space. but it's been a really interesting and good last year and a half or so. So I'm excited to hopefully, you know, do some work with y'all. I think I'm replacing Alex, who left us before, Alexandria Andrews. She went to a different agency, I think. So yeah, that's a little bit about me and why I'm here. And if you all have any questions, I don't really know what your process is, but I just wanted to make myself available.
Thank you, Chris.
And just to clarify for the committee, this is just a member application review. So I'll pull up the application in just a second. And Dave and I were racking our brains, and I don't think that the Part B rep is required to interview, but I wanted to just consult the committee members and see if anyone else remembers differently.
I don't remember interviewing one before.
Right.
Okay, great. So I'll just go ahead and pull up Chris's application now.
Okay.
Okay, is everybody seeing this now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to slowly scroll. Let me know if I should slow down or if you want me to read anything out loud. So that is the application. Let me know if there's anything you want me to go back and scroll to or read aloud. And just so for process, the next step would be a discussion and then a vote on whether to move this application forward to full council or not.
Ali, I'm trying to decide if we need a lot of discussion because of the position he's filling.
Valid point.
If I can, so in the past, I mean, we do understand that we are, a Part B rep is assigned. And so if we choose not to accept the Part B rep that has been assigned, we are potentially just asking to not have a Part B rep. That said, if there's something that people feel like is very challenging, or if they see something that is, they have additional questions about it, I don't think it's inappropriate to ask. But there is generally not a formal interview for our Part B rep. Because of those circumstances. And generally we don't, it's sort of review and then straight to vote. If you guys vote to accept, it goes straight to a vote in full council, which tends to be kind of a little bit of a rubber stamp as long as you guys are approving. But that said, if there are things that you would like Chris to elaborate on, that's not inappropriate.
I think it's pretty straightforward. I'm going to go ahead and move that we accept the nomination.
I agree. I second that.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, hearing none, yeah, we'll just go ahead and move Chris's application to the council. Thanks, everyone. And thank you, Chris.
Oh, Chris, do you have any questions for us?
Yes.
Thank you, actually. Thanks for the opportunity. So the way that I understood it is, so the next full council meeting is towards the end of the month. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try to make myself available there as well. Just thank you very much. And I'm sure, you know, if as long as they approve, I'll hear from someone about, you know, next steps. I think I saw something about an orientation and whatnot. I just want to make sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do.
Right. And Dave will let you know everything you need to know as well.
Yeah. So there's actually two separate things. There's an orientation process, which goes through me, and there's an onboarding process, which goes through Allie. So we will be contacting you regarding two separate pieces of the coming on board situation.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. And I look forward to hopefully working with you all.
Looking forward to it as well. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and sign off.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. All right. Still groggy from not having any coffee. You guys bear with me. So I guess we can move on to, I think we did say notice of attendance to be sent out.
Yeah, I can speak to the rest of the attendance report. So currently have Oren and Eric up for letters of probation. So this means that they have not been in compliance since last month when the warning was sent out. This is automatic unless this committee wants to intercede for any reason.
I thought Eric was stepping down or he was being replaced.
Eric has been planning to step down for some time. So I don't think that he will react strongly to getting a letter of probation. But I'll just talk to him.
Okay.
And then the last I heard, so this does lead into the next section, renewals. The last I heard from Oren has only been in contact with Mark recently. Mark is on vacation this week. And I haven't heard of any news on this front. So Oren is again up for a letter of probation and we have not received a renewal application yet. So that's the letter of probation will be automatic, but the renewal is up for discussion for this committee. If you'd like to wait another month and see if we get anything, or if this committee would like to make any decisions around this.
I think it's a good idea to wait until he decides whether he wants to renew or not.
I would have to agree, but I would like to know when he had a discussion with Mark and finding out if that being renewal is going to be a question for us and about already a attendance notice. So I guess we can find out what that conversation was with Mark. We'll just wait another month for it, the next meeting. Is that good?
That is fine with me. I will say that we pulled up Oren's attendance over the last year, and Oren has attended one meeting, although there have been obviously many extenuating circumstances in the last year. And Mark's ability to reach Oren has been like pretty sporadic. So I wouldn't count on this being necessarily different next month, but we can certainly wait.
Allie, what is the deal with the renewals? How long do people have to make that decision?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think that we have historically been very lenient about it. And right now the mayor's office has not responded to us since the beginning of the pandemic. So literally all of our renewals we're just moving forward on the assumption that they are approved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not urgency on that front. We've also said that anyone who's an appointed Anyone who's been activated for COVID-related duties gets an exemption from the renewal application until they're fully back. Mm-hmm. So there's not a hurry. But in some ways, it is an indication if we don't get a renewal within a couple of months of their renewal date. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Dave or Melina, did you have anything you'd like to add to that?
I don't have anything to add.
I would say only that it is sort of the this group meeting this committee with a variety of different personnel over the years has sort of clearly held different perspectives on what their role is in how these renewals are processed. Most recently, a renewal has only been not upheld because of attendance. That is sort of the stance that the group has taken. And I think one could argue that under those circumstances, you could choose not to renew Orin right now if you wanted to. But I do understand that that could potentially lead to some hard feelings. And
that might have been one of Fernando's.
You could.
On my desk.
Just wait, and if you wait a month, chances are he's not going to renew. And it is also within your purview to have some decision making around their qualities as a council member. I know that people don't generally like to do that, but that is within your powers. So that should be sort of part of your thought process. Because that's a power that this committee has exerted in the past. Orin has had a lot of challenges, and I've been a big cheerleader of Orin over the years. I recruited him, I brought him on, I would hope to see him continue, but it doesn't seem like this is a high priority for him right now. So all that said is you could do nothing, and it'll probably go the directions it's going to go.
Okay.
We can't renew unless we have an application. So if he's not sending us an application, he would just passively resign.
I mean, you could actively choose to not review or not renew without an application. If a person has not followed up and been proactive to get their application, they are consistently in attendance, having issues with attendance, it is within your power to say, we've just made a decision. That said, making that proactive decision potentially causes hard feelings. You could take a passive route and choose to wait. In the past, he has gotten himself out of attendance troubles and hung on. But to what end, I guess? That's your call.
So actually, if we were to not renew him, that may provide the impetus for him to apply and see that we're serious in the letters and things. I mean, I'm just throwing that playing devil's advocate here as another option.
Knowing Orin like I do, I think it's if he's not renewed, he's unlikely to reapply. Right. He's probably going to take it. Not take it well, or not take it as like a constructive criticism necessarily.
And you know, I have to agree with David on that. I mean, if he hasn't brought up any kind of awareness of his absence and gone back to anything, I would like to think that it's just not his time right now. Yeah, but I'm gonna leave it up to the rest of you, but I agree with Dave on this one. So how's the rest of the committee feel that they wanna do?
When was the last time we had any contact with him?
So Mark is the only person that Warren is currently in contact with. Mm-hmm. And unless something has changed in the last couple of weeks, which is possible, it's just that Mark's on vacation. Mm-hmm. It would have been like a month and a half ago. Does that sound right, Dave? So sporadic, like if people are more comfortable waiting until we can hear from Mark, like this is not a big deal to switch till the next month, but the conversation is likely to be the same. Mm-hmm. Unless again, it's possible that something's happened in the last couple of weeks.
I'm fine with waiting. I mean, as a membership committee, we need to take into account that there are folks who have situations that are very challenging. I've observed Oren participating and wanting to be there. It may be that there are things just going on that make it really difficult. So I'm fine with waiting as a way to kind of accommodate what happens in people's lives.
I agree.
I'm with that.
I'm hearing council support this decision because they made those attempts to reach out to him. The only thing I'm saying that we wait a month is just to figure out what was said between the conversation between Owen and Mark. And then we can make that decision until then.
No problem. I'll just have Oren's renewal roll over to next month and we'll just bring it back next month.
Okay. Sound
good, everybody? And then we have a number of other renewals. One that we don't have, another person we haven't heard from yet about their renewal is Helen Lynn. Helen does fall into the category of having been periodically activated for COVID-related duties. So we're not necessarily having the same conversation as we are with Oren. Right. But I do have Nay and Juba's applications for renewal.
Okay.
And I will pull one of theirs up right now. All right, so this is Nay's application. I'll just slowly scroll, and if anyone would like me to read anything aloud or slow down, just let me know. Also, this group is welcome to either vote on them individually or as a slate. Would folks like me to pull up Juba's application now?
Yeah. Great. Sure. Everybody's done? Did anybody have any questions on both May and Juba?
I move that we accept them both.
Okay. I would second that.
Okay. All right, you guys, I'm going to make that motion approved for Nay and Java to be renewed the full council. And then I guess we, if Allie, can we reach out to Helen again and see if she wants to do that? Renewal?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think that she does.
Okay, great. I'm sure she does.
Helen was on a leave of absence. When did that end?
Good question.
Don't I think remember. It was May.
That sounds right.
Okay. Yeah.
And Helen has periodically had to use excused absences because of her, you know, expanded capacity or expanded job duties at work.
Yes.
Okay. So, I haven't heard anything that indicates she would want to leave the council, and I've just heard a lot that indicates that she's just swamped.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
We'll keep reaching out.
Yeah. All right. So do you want to go into the next one, which is current leave of absence for Ken and TJ?
No action required on this front. It's just for tracking.
Okay.
And I think the rest of it, we're done. Next agenda item.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any more questions of anything? I have no X reviews, no dismissals.
I'm just going to, I do have a question. Go for it. About returning in back in person, do we know what plans or his steering discussed when we may be able to put our computers aside and be in the same room with one another?
I wasn't at steering. If Dave or Melina or anybody else in the committee was, let me know. But the latest that I've heard is that the earliest we would be able to return to our DPH space for in-person meetings, we're looking at October. And this committee had last month discussed waiting to see, not like continuing on Zoom until we hear from DPH about any updated guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we said at our last meeting. Given that people said that the earliest that we could get in there was October, what was the reaction of folks in steering? Were they in line with that?
Well, what I can remember being at steering, I know we discussed about the October, but I think they wanted to get every committee involved to see what they felt about going in person. And I think that's what we pretty much are doing now. I think just getting close, everybody really feels about wanting to meet up again once we get those guidelines.
I'm just thinking our retreat will still be virtual this year then, right? And then if we come back in October, then we would have October, November, and we're usually off in December.
Right. I'm
really ready to see everybody's faces, but part of me kind of wonders if we should just wait till after the holiday.
But I think at this point from the discussion is stirring that we're just waiting to find out what the guidelines are and get a feel by each and every committee to see how we do feel about that and see if we can wait till the end of the year, or I'm not sure about the allocation part yet, or somebody wants to refresh my memory on that. I know we had a discussion about that during the steering. I think Mark was talking about it, but I can't remember all the details he said about that.
Do we have a feeling of what the council is looking at in terms of practice around masking? I mean, obviously, you know, we're not a group of 5,000 people or more indoors. And right now the masking requirement is up to, you know, up to different organizations and businesses and stuff. We're just grappling with that here at work. And we're going through the process of identifying folks that are vaccinated, not vaccinated, in case people want to not wear their mask, and then making the distinction between those people that are not vaccinated or cannot share their status, you know, to continue to wear a mask. Have we talked about how that's going to play out in our meetings together?
So, a couple things regarding that. So we had the same conversation at community engagement yesterday. And Beth Neary was there, and she was able to give us some insight into how DPH is sort of approaching this as far as their spaces. And it sounds like they are masking and maintaining distance. And the challenge is most of our small group, like committee meeting spaces, would be too small for the kind of distances that are recommended. There's not a space big enough for a full council meeting, given the requirements that they are at currently right now. But those things are pretty rapidly evolving, backwards and forwards, given, you know, the Delta variant stuff and conversations around that. Nobody is interested in making any sort of quick decisions or I guess hasty moves around how this is being adopted. And so there's a lot of, based on what the group had to say yesterday and what Beth shared with us, it sounds like there's a fair amount of inclination to, in our group, there was a lot of inclination to go back as soon as possible to in-person meetings. That said, there also seemed to be a very strong willingness to abide by what DPH, both local and state and federal, recommendations were looking like. And those sort of precluded us from sort of having in-person meetings right now. The other conversation that we had fairly extensively was around hybrid meetings, meaning sort of what we would do with our Part B rep in our full council meetings, but on a larger scale, and sort of having to figure out the logistical and sort of technological challenges around that, which I think we all know were significant, even just dealing with the Part B rep. Hopefully we've all learned a lot about this kind of thing over the past year and a half, but whether the technology exists in those spaces to manage it still is undetermined.
So I guess it's still up for discussion about how we really feel. And, you know, I personally, I'm ready to come back and see you all. And having experience with being still out in the public with mushroom stuff, I just got my notification today through my email that somebody in my store did get infected with COVID. And even though some of us are wearing masks and no mask, I still continue to wear mine just because. And having to get that notice today made me feel really good to know that I'm vaccinated, but I'm still wearing the mask. Because to get that notice again, saying that somebody in my store has already gone infected again, it's kind of like, okay, that's something to really, really talk about still wearing the mask or still, you know, being in the same room. I have one employee that I work with is not vaccinated. And I constantly have to wear my mask around here. So, I mean, I would like to think that we could go in, like what Dave said, what the other community has going through about finding out who's coming in that's vaccinated and keeping non-vaccinated people at a certain level. So, anybody wants to add, I'm open up for suggestions.
I kind of am thinking that I am definitely in favor of coming back as soon as we're allowed to, but I understand how complicated that could be given everything that we just discussed. And I'm wondering, you know, I know how much of a headache it has been, but I'm wondering how much we could just give the first couple of months back, you know, the possibility of being a hybrid that we could work through, putting people's, you know, pictures up on the screen or whatever and back and forth. Until I think that we will probably be more ready to be completely back at the first of the year. Because technically we're possibly only looking at October, November, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's more work, obviously, for council support to make the virtual piece happen in the live portion of it. So I defer to you guys in terms of how feasible you all think that is, given everything else that you have going on.
I don't think we have any idea of whether we all know what the technology situation was when we were in full council meetings, where we had maybe a couple of those sort of teleconference phones and a whiteboard, a smart board that essentially worked very intermittently. And we are also at the sort of whims of the building IT staff who were helpful when they were also intermittently helpful, I would say. That said, because of everything that's happened in the last year, it's entirely possible that they have bolstered that significantly and there's much better technology or more consistent technology available. I don't have any way of knowing. I imagine somebody who works at 25NS probably would have a better idea. So I think it's sort of up to them. The other piece that I forgot to mention, which I just sort of, I don't know if it's primary in anyone's mind, but along with masking and distancing, it also included consistent masking, meaning no drinks or food. So if you're coming back for that free meal at full council, you're out of luck, because that's not happening anytime soon. I know that's why I wanted to come back personally. And so enjoy your DoorDash while you can.
Well, in that case, what John was saying, I mean, I think it would be pretty cool to know exactly what they're expected for everybody to do. Can we get the okay that I'm ready to come back? I'm ready to come back now, but, you know, I just want to get a take on everybody's feelings before we can say anything to anybody. But I have to agree, maybe we should wait and finish this year off and then kind of go into the next year in a more positive way.
I think I heard something on the news where maybe 4 staff members at the Capitol tested positive in the last day or so.
They're requiring masking again, yeah.
Yeah, because of that.
Yeah.
According to what happens with the new variant, we could be going back into a more restrictive time toward the end of the summer. It's just according to.
If it's not even feasible for us to get back there until possibly October, given that it's just July, next month is August, can we push the conversation down to next month once we are able to get an idea of what an assessment of what the technology capability is in that space, if it's actually changed and upgraded to allow for a conversation of doing a hybrid? Because if it hasn't gotten any better, then that is just going to be a recipe for a headache, because it was pretty horrible trying to get the sound and try to understand what they were saying across the, you know, I don't know what the other side sounded like, but it didn't come across very well in our meetings before.
Okay. Yeah, certainly. I mean, you can do that. Like I said, you know, now hearing what you just said about, you know, than what I just told you about Nordstrom. I really do feel, listening to the news, there's still some people are coming up being COVID again. So yeah, I would probably, after this, probably would like to wait a little bit longer.
We can't play now, stop.
I'm sorry, I missed a portion of that. Not sure if anyone else felt that. My chandelier is swinging. Did I hear correctly that we just want to keep this as a rotating, like we'll just keep this as a rotating agenda item and continue to gauge where we're at based on what information comes out?
Yeah, okay. Just because of the information we got so far, I think we should just wait off a little bit till we get more information from out there.
And I think the conversation so far has been most folks are ready to come back. We're just trying to figure out if there should be a component for folks that might not be ready to come back to right. See if we have the capacity to do partial virtual.
Got it. Right. We can ask in conversations with DPH staff, see what the building requirements look like. We'll just try to keep a finger on that pulse.
Right. And it's really all up to them that we have to hear what they're suggesting. I guess that's what we're all waiting for. Anybody has any more questions? All right, hearing none, you guys. I guess we can go on to next meeting date and agenda item. Vote. Next meeting committee will be Thursday, August 12th. Now, this one does say conference room. That's going to be no. Ellie?
We'll see you on Zoom next month. That's a vestige of a bygone era.
Right? So I guess our next Zoom meeting will be August 12th from 3 to 5. That sound good, y'all?
Yep. We'll try to make it.
Okay. Well, without hearing anything, you guys, meeting is adjourned at 3:54. Y'all be good. Take care. Be safe out there. And I will see you guys next month.
Thanks for a happy great. July.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.